927 4CC. Catching up with the Mayor of Banana Shire, Nev Farrier. Hello, mate.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Gee, a busy couple of weeks, and you've got a busy weekend this weekend and also next weekend, eh?
Yeah, we've got the Mara Carlin Country Festival this weekend. It's the 50th anniversary too, Hemo, so it's going to be a big one on the Friday and the Saturday. So there's a heap on, you know, live music, market stalls, entertainment all weekend. You know, it's going to be a real good one. And Saturday morning they have the parade, you know, through the town still with all the old cars. All cool. The kids are getting dressed up on the trucks and everything. It's really well done.
Mate, is it a good to see? I mean, you get a lot of town, me growing up in a small town too, the festivals have sort of faded away, but still in the regional country towns, they still have festivals like this, and it's just really good to see. It gets the whole community together.
It's really well done at Mara, because Mitsui have been a partner in the mine there for 60 years or so, you know.
Yeah.
They generally come up and cook Japanese food. It's really, really good tucker.
Amy Shark is on Friday as well, eh? At the Billow Civic Centre.
Yeah, she's a pretty big name, isn't she?
So. Yeah.
Apparently she's going to about 40 regional towns in Australia, so Billow's pretty lucky to get her to come here. So I hope there's a real good turnout for her, you know.
Yeah.
People get along and have a look, and they'll keep coming back then, some of these big items, you know.
And good on Amy for doing that too, saying, hey, I'm going to do regional this time on this tour. So now next weekend.
Yeah, we've got the Wowan show next weekend on the Saturday. 88th show, you know, there. It's really a good little country show. There's, you know, not hundreds of people work on that show, society. There's a fairly small committee, but boy, gee, they do a good job. And the grounds look spectacular by the time, you know, next week comes on the 27th. It'll be terrific. The weather's been real good too, Emma. A little bit chilly in the morning, but beautiful days, you know. Still a bit green everywhere. We're having a cracker of a season out here.
Well, you had, 40 millimetres of rain a couple of weeks ago.
Wet everything up again, but we're having a bit of trouble with our gravel roads, as everybody in the Shire knows. You know, you can't get the grader on them and get another 20 mil. And we are getting to them, but it's going to take a bit of catching up. So just hope everyone's knows what we're going through, but we'll get there, sort of.
Yeah, and look, be safe on the roads. Actually, next week, mate, is Road Safety Week as well, so it's probably a timely reminder for everybody that is travelling in all centres of central Queensland to really be mindful.
Yeah, and there's a fair few caravans on the roads still, Hemo, which is great. There was 90 of them parked at Theodore there a couple of weeks ago for one night, you know, in the two places, Junction Park on the river and then at the Show Green. That's a lot of people come to a little country town, isn't it?
And that brings money in too, which is good.
Yeah, my word, it does. Yeah, yeah. They really look forward to winter at Theodore.
And, mate, the dam run at Calais Dam is happening on Saturday week too, eh? This is a great event.
Yeah, 27th. Yeah, they have a half marathon. It starts about 3 p.m. apparently this time. It's going to be a bit of a twilight running festival, you know, but it's got the half marathon and a 10K one or a 5K or a 2K. You can go into individual events or make a team and relays, you know, so it's generally a pretty good thing.
I heard you were going to do the whole lot. You were going to do 10K, then the 5K, and then the 2K. You were going to do the whole run. Is that right?
Yeah, in the back of an ambulance.
But music, food, there's a bar, there's a giant slide and face painting for the kids. That goes into the evening with the event. So, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, it's a real good out there, you know, at the dam, like the kids' playground and all that sort of stuff there. It looks really good now. You know, we've really done it up a bit out there.
Lots happening, mate, in the Banana Shire. Jump onto the website if anybody does want to find out more details. And also the Facebook page, Nev, eh?
Yeah, mate, yeah, jump on that. Everything we try and do is put on that, so
yeah,
brings you up to the things, what's going on around the place, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got our foot and mouth to the community consultation meeting going on the 25th of August.
Oh, okay.
We've got one at Taroom at 9 o'clock in the morning and then at Billawheeler at 3 clock at the RSL, mate.
Okay.
So, you know, people know what happens if they come. And that's more or less for the agents and transport operators and all that stuff, Hemo, you know.
Yeah. Banana.qld.gov.au to find out more info. Nev, thanks, mate. We'll catch up again in a couple of weeks.
Good on you, Hemo. Have a good one.